Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. That's Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. And it reads as follows. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he, meaning Jesus, fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. Verse 24, the disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up, Jesus, and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." I want to speak today on the topic, through the storm. Amen? Amen. Let's take a look at the scripture. I noticed a few things right away. Number one, Jesus said, "Let's go to the other side of the lake by boat." Number two, Jesus knew before they entered the boat what was going to happen. Number three, Jesus went to sleep knowing that the storm was going to happen, right? Number four, when the storm did arrive, the disciples panicked and feared for their lives. Number five, they woke up Jesus to tell him about a storm that, quite frankly, Jesus already knew about. Number six, Jesus calmed the storm and asked the disciples, "Where is your faith?" And lastly, this was a test for the disciples. Disciples had spent all this time with Jesus and was with them when he performed many miracles. They saw him give sight to the blind, heal broken bones and heal disease. They saw him do all of these things, but yet, even though they saw him do it, they still did not truly understand. Why did they lose faith and thought that they were going to die? Well, what the disciples failed to realize was that Jesus was with them during the storm. When everything looked bleak, Jesus saved them. He did not look at the storm as a threat, but as a teachable moment. Jesus simply asked the disciples about their lack of faith. Now, we can't judge the disciples based on their lack of faith. The storm that they experienced was scary from a human standpoint. Any one of us would have been afraid to die under these circumstances. There did not seem to be any way to escape the pending danger. The storm was raging out of control, and there was nothing that they could do about it. In our lives, there are some challenges or storms that we go through, where the situation that we're in look bad, the situation does not look fixable, the situation does not seem to end, the situation has us worried, has us in fear, and it causes us to panic. Would you agree with me on that? One of the biggest storms or challenges that we encounter is financially. You see, debt makes us worry. If you don't have money to pay your bills, that's scary. And the situation like that sometimes does not look like it's going to resolve itself. It looks unfixable. We are afraid due to lack of finances that we're going to lose our home, lose our car, be unable to put food on our tables, etc., etc. When the bills become overdue and we are given a deadline by the people that's billing us, whether it be the mortgage, whether it be the car note, we panic. They give us a deadline saying, "If you don't pay this in 30 days, we're going to take your car, we're going to start foreclosing on your home, etc." That's enough to make anyone panic. Trust me, it's happened to me. we try on our own to come up with a solution. We may take out a loan or borrow money to pay off the debt or to get our bills current. This becomes a short-term fix because we must pay back the loan that we just borrowed. We have rid ourselves of the immediate problem, but we have created a whole new one with bills. Amen? That's just one example. Let's talk about relationships. If you are in a bad relationship, the following occurs. Our first instinct is try to fix the relationship. We fail to realize that some relationships are not fixable no matter how hard you try. We continue to be in this relationship, which only gets worse. We worry about the relationship and are losing sleep over it. Some are afraid to leave a bad relationship for many reasons, one of which is low self-esteem. We can feel that we might not have one another. Let me start over. We can feel that we might not have another relationship if we lose this one, right? It is a lack of self-confidence, like I said, that'll keep us in a bad relationship. Now, I have given you two examples or challenges or storms that we go through. The one thing missing from these examples is Jesus. When we're going through our storms, we forget that Jesus is with us at all times and that he has the solution to our problems. We may not like his way, but I assure you that his way works every time. Amen. Amen. You know, it rains on the just and the unjust. Just because we're saved doesn't mean that Jesus loves us more than those who are unsaved. Jesus loves everybody the same way, and he's with everybody through a storm, regardless of where your faith level is, regardless of where you are in him. He's with us at all times because he's omnipresent. Disciples, as well as us, go through or have gone through things that seem dire. The one thing that remains constant is that Jesus is with them just like he's with us. If we think about it, some of the things that we survived seemed hopeless, but somehow we survived anyway. How did this happen? Well, the obvious answer is Christ was with us. He helped us through that storm. Amen. What we need to understand is he's truly with us when we're going through things. He makes sure our situation or circumstances does not drown us. Jesus makes sure that we are not alone. Jesus makes sure that the waves do not overtake us. Jesus makes sure that we don't drown in our own sorrows. Jesus makes sure that if we ask for his help, he will fix our problem. The problem is we don't ask. We have not because we ask not. The problem is a lot of these problems that we're going through needlessly. We don't have to go through these things, but because we take our eye and focus on Jesus doing these things, they become progressively worse. Jesus is here for us 24/7, 365 days a year. And he understands that in life there will be challenges. Jesus faced his own challenge in the wilderness where he was tempted. But he overcame his challenges and he'll help us to overcome ours. We got to remember, saints, that we don't have to go this alone. I don't care what your problem is. No problem is too big or too large or too strong for Christ to handle it. He's with us through these things. And as long as we lean on him, we should be fine. But you ask yourself, how do I know he's there? Well, how do you know he's not? Amen. How do you know he's not? Well, I can guarantee he's there. But here's the other thing we forget. We don't ask for his help. We should be asking Jesus. Look, he said, say to Jesus, Jesus, I'm going through this thing. I don't see any way out. I need your help. Can you help me? That is the most simple prayer there can be. But I guarantee you, you get the results that you're requesting. But the problem is, due to our pride or our need to fix it on our own, we forget to ask. We just don't even ask Jesus for his help. We act like he doesn't even exist, but he's there. We just need to ask him. There are so many challenges and storms in our lives. It's just a part of being human. Amen. Would you agree with me on that? We must always remember and never forget that Jesus is with us. We focus on the storm. We look at the circumstance. We look at the problem instead of seeking the solution, which is Jesus Christ. So many times our problems has consumed us. And that's when we lose faith. But we have to understand, saints, all we need to do is ask for Jesus' help, and he will help us through the storm. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you, Father, for being with us through all things. We thank you for your omnipresence in our lives. And we thank you, Father, that you're always there to help us. Please forgive us, Lord, where we try to figure things out on our own, try to fix things on our own, and quite frankly, it didn't work. But we know by your grace, Lord, you've helped us through many situations that we did not think we could get out of, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we'll understand this and seek your help, your guidance, and your wisdom, Lord. You know the answers to everything. You're there with us. You can help us through any situation, any circumstance. We repent, Father, for not calling for you, for not asking, Lord. We repent and ask for your forgiveness, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth, that you will be glorified, and that people will come to you when they need help, Lord, and come to you anyway, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for this word, Lord. I pray that it'll go throughout the land and bless many. May you be glorified in it, Lord, and may you draw people to hear it. Father, to you be all glory, honor, and praise, and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.